This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Here we go. Hour number three on this sunny, beautiful Monday afternoon. I first met this man, Tim Legler, when we both were in Rochester with the illustrious Rochester Flyer. So, Legs, we have to talk a little Rochester Flyer basketball first. Before we get to the Wolves and Warriors, Tim's going to call it tonight with Dave Pasch on ESPN. Obviously, the Wolves lead the series 2-1. Here are the highlights involving myself. Why not talk about myself first? You call me at after practice when the head coach had called me out because I had said the Wolves got a break on a call. The head coach then apologized to me in front of the team. Guy by the name of Brian Warwick threatened to fight me on the bus one time. I'm out. I don't think you were there. I was out with my guy, Michael Graham. Yes, Michael Graham, who was Patrick Ewing's kind of bodyguard at Georgetown, and we're in Rockford at a bar, and I'm overserved, and these two guys are about to pound me into the ground, and Michael Graham steps in, and guess what? The fight ended at that point. Because they looked at me at 6'1", 180 and thought, we can take this guy. Not Michael at 6'10", 245. Then after the team started the year, you correct me if I'm wrong, 0-23, I think, on the road. The head coach used to come out for a quick chat right before the second half would start. You and the great trainer, our buddy Jim Recurio, came out and said, well, guess what? He's not coming out because he's in the locker room right now crying. At this point, crying at this point. Then another highlight is you had one of these very, very small TVs. So this, again, is the fall of 88. There's no internet. And our guy, Jose Slaughter, is watching you on the small TV. And he's like, Legs, put on ESPN. We then spent about 30 minutes trying to explain to Jose about the cable that would need to be attached to your phone. I think we were like, maybe we were in Rockford again or something like that. I mean, what a clown show, but great memories that was. I mean, you're quasi.
Since you took us down memory lane, can I give you three really quick ones that I recall?
Of course.
Okay, so the first one is my very first game as a professional. At home in Rochester.
Yep.
Didn't play a lot in the game, being a rookie and whatnot. I was their first-round draft pick of the Rochester Flyers. I think it was the fourth or fifth pick of the CBA draft.
And yep.
So they made a big deal about it, but I wasn't playing much. We're down three, and I had played maybe 5 minutes in the game to that point, and I wasn't in the game. And he puts me in the game, Scott Carlin, during a timeout, specifically trying to get a three-pointer because I
sure.
was the best three-point shooter we had.
Yeah.
And I get the ball, and I remember I caught it, pump fake, guy goes flying by. And I take one big dribble in to get some rhythm, jump up, shoot it, basically at the buzzer, ball goes in. I'm super excited until I realize that I dribbled in too far and across the three-point line. We lose by one. So I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember walking to the locker room, and Jose Slaughter, again, he'll come up in this next story too.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
And I felt horrible about the situation. I just shot a two-pointer down three.
Yeah.
He said to me, his arm around me, trying to be nice, said, "Don't worry about it, Rook. You should have never been in there in the first place." So I didn't know. I think he was meaning it as a compliment or kind of pick up my spirits, but it was really the strangest compliment or support I've ever gotten from a guy.
Not good. I would not want to hear that myself.
Another one stands out. You remember a guy named Glenn Clem?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Glenn Clem was from Vanderbilt. He and I were rooming together in an apartment. He was on the team at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
We walk into the practice facility one morning, and there was a guy on the court in Glenn Clem's practice uniform being worked out by the team.
That's right. I do remember
His name was Andre Patterson.
Yes.
And Glenn Clem was like, "Is that my stuff?" And he proceeds to walk back to the locker room, has like a 10-minute conversation, and then we start practice, and he comes out, and I see him just with his stuff, and he left. I never saw Glenn Clem again, and we lived together, and I never saw the guy again. And then the last one
okay,
was...
Okay, no. We got to stop by that for a second. So you show up at practice, and a guy's wearing your stuff. Maybe that's the way it should happen now in pro sports. You know, there's no conversation. It's awkward. Tim, we got to let you go. We've traded you. Just you show up and somebody's already in your gear.
Yeah, it would be great. You just, you think about it. Like, a guy shows
Cleaner.
Up to an NBA arena and goes to his locker. There's nothing there. Hey, man, what's going on? No. We gave it to such and such. He's out there now warming up. You're done.
That's a tougher one, though, that he was your roommate. And you never heard from him ever
again. Never heard from the guy again. But by the time I got back to the apartment, this is true. This is 2.5 hours later, probably. His stuff was gone. I never saw him again.
Dave,
I mean,
Google Glenn Clem Vanderbilt. Sweet guy. Couldn't play, right? I mean, he really wasn't quite good enough.
I don't know what he ended up doing. I'd be curious. He might have gone overseas or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I got one last one.
Yeah.
We're on the road. I don't remember what city. We're in all gathering in the lobby of the hotel to get on the bus to go to shoot around. And Jose Slaughter is sort of tucked around the corner, not really visible to everybody, but we kind of could see him back there with a woman. And they're like making out. And everybody sees it. And then we go to get on the bus. And we're all sitting down. And then Jose Slaughter goes to get on the bus. And she's with him, and she's walking onto the bus. And Scott Carlin goes, Jose, come on.
Yeah.
No, we're not having that.
Right.
And he goes, it's messed up, Scott. My cousin can't come to shoot around. And we had all just seen what transpired in the lobby.
I forgot that one. That's so good.
So of course, they removed her from the bus, and we went on to play. Now, here's the only thing I'll say about those days, final thing. It did. The second half of that season – really reinforced in my mind that I was going to eventually be an NBA player. I had a great second half.
You didn't play a lot in the first 10, 15 games. That's my memory.
No, he didn't play me a ton early, and then he started going to me more, and then I started the second half of the year, and I was really putting up good numbers and shooting the ball. When I was going up against guys that I had seen, because I played LaSalle, which is a mid-major. I was playing against guys that played at, like, these Power 5 schools.
Gerald Patio.
Jay Edwards from Indiana scored, like, 2,000 points. Stevie Thompson, who was at Syracuse, scoring, like, 2,000 points. And you're watching guys on like, ABC, NBC, CBS on the weekends, and you're, like, thinking, man, these guys, this is high-level programs. And then you're playing them, and you're outplaying these guys. Like, regularly, I was outplaying them, and it really did reinforce in my mind that, okay, man, I did the right thing here, and I'm going to make it. I got to stick with it, and I believe now I can be a pro. So it wasn't all laughs and, like, horror stories from Rochester, Minnesota. We
Close.
Had some friendships that endured, including yours, and had I think, and helped me grow up and become a man and a pro. Really, that's what happened in Minnesota.
Your highest level of competition the first 10, 15 games was getting your butt kicked by me in various arcade games when we'd go spend about an hour a day.
That is true. We did a lot of that, man. That's for sure.
Dave, did you find Glenn Clem Vanderbilt? Did you? Is there anything there?
Yeah. Well, he spent some time in the CBA. It looks like Charleston Gunners, among a couple other teams, for a few years. Currently, Glenn Clem, according to LinkedIn, is the director of sales at Paper Chef over in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Paper Chef.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Tim, are you familiar with Paper Chef?
I'm not familiar with Paper Chef, but if he's a director of sales, hopefully he's making some good coin and he's got a great life and he was a great guy.
He was a super guy.
Maybe I should reach out to him from LinkedIn and just ask him how he got home that day.
Exactly. And by the way, you still owe me 3 months rent, you know, from someplace in one of the quadrants in Rochester.
Oh, I'll tell you something else that happened to me that year. I've had two really bizarre injuries in my athletic career. One happened in Rochester, Minnesota, and I didn't really miss any time with it. I was able to play through it. It was very painful. I had a cat.
That's right. You did have a cat.
I had a cat in my apartment.
Yes.
I drove out there from back from Philly, and I had a cat with me, and the cat liked to eat tuna fish, and I was opening tuna fish can, and I was pressing it. You know, you kind of take the can opener, and you do the lid, and then you push down on it to get out of it. You know?
Yep.
I did that. And when I did that, I sliced my thumb.
Mm.
To this day, there's a scar, a very visible scar on my left thumb from feeding my cat.
Yeah.
And thank God it was my left thumb. I was able to play through it. The other strange injury I had in the CBA also, I think it was in Omaha at this point, I was in a bed in a hotel and the sheets were tucked in so tightly around the end of the bed. You know, that is happens sometimes.
I like that in my bed, by the way. I don't want to have sheet issues.
I hate it.
What?
But I was laying in bed and I was too lazy to like get out of the bed and walk down and like kind of take the sheets and jerk them up and get some space. I just tried to kick it with my leg and just kick it upward. And I ended up straining a muscle in my quad.
That should, honestly, there should have been a memo sent to every NBA team at that point. If this guy's going to get hurt with complications from the bed sheet, he is disqualified from any NBA consideration.
Yeah, I walk in looking like it's a Civil War reenactment, and they're like, what happened to you? Well, I was feeding my cat trying to take a nap, and this is what ended up.
So far, I'd say excellent Wolves Warriors analysis so far.
I think that's what the people are here for, the hard-hitting stuff.
I think they are. Let's pause. We will come back, and we'll talk about Wolves and Warriors. Wolves up 2-1. Tim and Dave Pasch, who's outstanding, will call the game on ESPN tonight. We're back with Legs in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back with our guy Legs. Tim Legler is with us. He ended up playing in the NBA for 10 years, 96, a three-point shooting champion. He's calling Wolves Warriors game four tonight. I want to talk Julius Randle. I am one who, before this year, was very skeptical of Randle as a really high-end player. I didn't doubt his skill. I didn't doubt his ability to score. But I just thought he was such a ball monopolizer that you had to run so much of the offense through him that would he make players better at the highest level while acknowledging that he saw the floor well? And so when the Wolves made the trade, they made the trade. Talent certainly was a part of it, right? You get Randle, you get DiVincenzo, and you get a number one draft choice, which you're going to get this year because another good buddy of mine, J.B. Bickerstaff, did such a great job coaching the Pistons. It's a first-round draft choice. But money was a huge part. I mean, when you traded Towns, he had 4 years and $250 million left on his deal. And Legs, he struggled early. But now, I'm just going to say it, I think he's playing like a superstar. He is handling the ball. He's got 23 assists the last two games. He's balancing the bully ball. He sees the floor well. Defensively, he was excellent against Luka. He was excellent against LeBron. When he's been matched up on switches against Jimmy, he's been very good. He just dominated Draymond when he took him to the post as a skeptic of Julius Randle as an all-star. I'm now just giving him praise at the high, high level he's playing right now.
It's all justified. And I think, first of all, I think also your feelings about him prior to this change in thought process and opinion was also justified. I mean, I felt similarly about Julius Randle. Physical specimen, clearly talented, but I thought holds the ball too long. He's never going to be a consistent enough perimeter shooter, and that's the shot he's going to be dared to take. And you look at particularly what happened to him in the playoffs when he was in New York.
Yes.
Two different years. I mean, 1 year, I'm looking at his numbers right now because I wanted to refresh my memory. You know, in 2021 playoffs, five games of the Knicks, he shot 29% from the field.
Yeah.
In a five-game series loss. Comes back the next year, they play in later, plays in the playoffs, 10 games for the Knicks, 37% from the field as, like, their primary guy. So I was always kind of like of the impression, man, you know what? When you get into a series with Julius Randle, you're going to be able over each game and you make adjustments and it's just so much harder to, like, it's so much easier, rather, for teams to force you to your weaknesses over the course of a series. And I'm thinking, like, you know, what ultimately is this guy's ceiling? As a player, he's a good player. He's never going to be a guy that's going to really lead you anywhere under those conditions. And I couldn't be more wrong in what he's doing right now because he's been incredible. His consistency in this postseason has been right up there with anybody in this league.
I agree with you.
Because he really hasn't had him. You go and look at game after game. I mean, he's had a couple of shooting nights where he wasn't great. He didn't shoot great in game one of this series.
Mm-mm.
Got to the line 10 times and made all those. He didn't shoot great that particular night. And he had another bad shooting night in game four of the Lakers series. He was 9-for-22, but it was a win, and he had 25-7. So he still got to his number. Didn't have a great shooting night. Other than that, rock solid across the board. And it's not just the scoring, man. It's the rebounding. He had a stretch to close out that game where he got every defensive rebound that they needed to keep Golden State from getting a second opportunity. And then on the other end, he was controlling the offense. Now, Anthony Edwards went ballistic in the second half.
Yep.
But I felt like Randle was in control because he was winning his matchup and it was creating rotations by Golden State that led to opportunities for Anthony Edwards on the perimeter and other guys. So I just felt like I can't say enough. And I'll be honest with you, I was shocked, Chad, at the end, toward the end of the game. And we were like, man, he's got a triple double. Like it was almost a quiet triple double, if that's possible. But the guy's been sensational. He deserves every bit of praise that you're giving him and that we're giving him, and I'm going to give him a lot tonight on the open to this game.
Yeah, take a look. John Krasinski, who does just a brilliant job and great friend, who covers the Wolves for The Athletic, has a really good story today, including about some of those playoff runs and some health issues. But you're right. He almost had a triple-double in the second half the other night. Randall did. So let's talk Ant. You know, Ant had these sublime games in games 3 and 4 up here in the Lakers series where, you know, his clutch numbers have not been good for a guy of his caliber, and he just was spectacular in games 3 and 4 against the Lakers, and then horrible shooting game 5, horrible shooting game 1, some moments game 2, but then had the ankle situation. And then first half the other night, you're like, what's going on? And I know you and Dave are debating the ankle. I wasn't sure it was that, because the guy, his recuperative powers is unbelievable. But I thought they were doing a very good job of controlling things and sending him to spots. Not only did they take not set as many screens for him and give him more freedom, not only was it Randall freeing him up, there's just an assertiveness when he decides to just go inside. And as you know better than me, Warriors have nobody inside that can alter shots. They really don't. They can try Jackson Davis. They can try some people. But he has that ability where you're kind of doubting him. And then all of a sudden he has a 14-minute stretch where he has 25 points. And there are very few guys who have that ability to be in a bit of a funk. But then by the time the game is done, you're like, my God, only like 5 or 6 other guys in the league could have this type of game.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about it in the open. I actually said in the open to the game 3, I said it feels like he's due to erupt because he really had only gone off one time in the playoffs. Now, he had a couple other good games against the Lakers. He went off once, and we know how explosive he is and combustible, particularly when he's making his 3 and you make it into that step back 3, then he becomes almost unstoppable.
Yes.
And so we're watching the game, and it was kind of a, you know, subpar first half, not
was
injecting himself into what changed his night were the first 6 minutes of the third quarter, when he had a weak side slash off of a Randall post up and Golden State Turner head. He gets a dunk.
Yep.
Then a couple minutes later, he has a weak side cut off of a Randall action, and he gets a layup. Then about a minute later, he got 2 free throws on a drive, and then he got another layup off of a drive. So in a matter of about 6 minutes, he put up 9 points on everything at the rim. And I could just see that we could both see the look in his eye and the bounce he got into his step after that, looking for his perimeter shot. You know, is when they score, man, you see the ball go in a few times in a row in a short period of time. I don't
care
where you're getting it from. It just changes the way you feel. Your confidence goes up. The rim looks bigger. You feel like you're in rhythm, even though you haven't made any jump shots really. And then the jump shots started flowing from that. So I thought that really unlocked him. And a lot of it was Randall's playmaking, but he was making great reads on the weak side of when to cut. And he was playing powerful basketball at the rim. And I thought it opened up his night. And, of course, you know, what he did the rest of the game, he ended up with 28 in the second half. And so now he's got 2 games in the postseason where he went absolutely nuts. And he's capable on any given night of doing it. And if he doesn't do it in this game, Golden State's probably sitting here up 2-1.
Tim Legler's with him, with us, with Dave Pasch tonight, ESPN. I think it's a 9 o'clock start here in town. What do you think, what's Kerr's approach? And obviously, Butler was much more assertive, much more aggressive, but then late in the game, he ran out of juice. He doesn't have enough help. Draymond gave him very little. Foul trouble. Kuminga obviously was great, but predicting Kuminga, good luck betting on that one. He could have a great game tonight. He could be complete non-factor. What's your guess at Kerr knowing realistically if they have any chance? And I don't think they do. But if they have any chance, they have to win tonight. What do they do?
Yeah, I actually feel like they had to win game 3 to win the series. Like, it's one thing, it's different to say they can still be competitive and this can still be a longer series. Yeah, that could all happen if they win tonight. But I think when you're in position, when you're shorthanded, like they are, to win a game, and you're in a one-possession game with 5 minutes left – You got to win that game. You just got to win that game. And to your point, two guys had 63 of their 97 points.
Yeah.
Kuminga was incredible. And you know, I actually give him
tantalizing, right? I guess.
Well, he's maligned a lot, Chad, and I know that internally within the organization, like, the reason he hasn't broken through fully, because his talent is obvious.
Yeah.
The reason is because they don't think he makes a lot of the other winning plays that Pajemski makes, for instance, with his defensive rebounding and 50-50 balls and stepping in and taking a charge on a penetration, like always making sure that you know you have the right defensive rotation on the weak side if that's the assignment. He goes lackadaisically sometimes after a defensive rebound, him to the spot. Like, it drives Kerr nuts. But the talent is obvious. So for them to call on him in this situation and respond the way he did, you know, because if he doesn't do what he did, they
lose
that game by 20.
Yep.
So I give him a lot of credit, man, because mentally he can't be in a great place. He's been taken out of the rotation. He doesn't even know what his future is in Golden State. And now they need him, and he steps up and gives you 30. So he was great. Obviously, Butler was great. Here's the thing. The rest of their team, you talked about Draymond Green. You'd be very kind to say that he didn't do much. Draymond Green had one of the worst stat lines of his career.
Yep.
You think about this. He had more fouls and turnovers combined than points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay. He did absolutely nothing offensively for this team. Now, he had some possessions where he played good defense on Julius or whatever.
Yep.
He's always going to do that. But the two fouls that he committed to foul out of that game,
ridiculous.
They're just boneheaded plays.
Yes.
Like, you're holding up Randall so he can't slide over on Butler's drive, right? And they catch it on replay.
Silly.
Like, you think they're not going to see that? And then it's funny on the air, I don't know if you caught this, but Dave Pasch on the fifth foul goes, "Oh, if you're Steve Kerr legs, what do you do here?" And I said, "Well, listen, man, you got 4.5 minutes to go. You got to ride with this and trust that he's going to know how to play with foul trouble."
Right.
I barely got it out of my mouth.
Exactly.
And Jaden McDaniels drove to the rim and got fouled on the very next possession.
Yeah.
And it was
bang,
obvious
bang.
Foul. He shoved him. Yeah, he shoved him. And then he's complaining and freaking out like he got hosed on the call. And I'm like, dude, it's obvious. So you got to be smarter than that. He gave him nothing. So if anybody's got to redeem themselves tonight, it's got to be him. Now, he's not going to dial up a 20-point game anytime he wants, but doesn't mean he can't give you 12 to 15 and stay on the court. And then, you're not getting 30 out of Kuminga. So let's say Butler has another 30-point game, which he very likely will. Kuminga, maybe he has a really good game and gives you 18. Well, then where's it going to come from? It's got to come from, in my opinion, two places. Draymond Green clearly has to be much better than 2 points. And Brandon Pajemski can't make a shot to save his life right now, but has had big playoff games for them earlier in the Houston series. He's capable. He had good looks, I thought. He gives you 15-8. Draymond gives you a dozen. Kuminga has just a good game, not a great game. There's your formula. But I don't know if those things are going to happen because of the place that Pajemski's in right now offensively, and Draymond's so inconsistent, who knows?
Their margin for error is so slim. Without Steph. Last thing, about 30 seconds left. Do you even see Steph back if there's a game 6? You've had hamstring injuries before. I mean, there's no realistic option for him to play Wednesday, right?
No. And I think, look, all I was thinking was just win one game without him. And that'll get us to a game 6, one game at home, really, after they got the split. We'll get it to a game 6. Here comes Steph at home. Okay, we can and we win that. Now, game 7 on the road, Steph Curry, we've seen what he's done in the past. He had a 50-point game 7 a few years ago on the road in Sacramento. So, to me, Chad, you ask my opinion, I think it's unlikely. I just think that's a short time frame with a hamstring pull. I just think that's an awful lot to expect. Could be wrong. It remains to be seen, but I know this. If they don't win tonight, they're probably going to get closed out in the next game.
Great stuff. Miss you. Let's bump into each other again. I'll be watching tonight.
Will do, brother. Take care.
Tim Legler here on Newstalk 830 WCC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
100% credit to Jordana. I'm listening. She was intrigued by the idea. You know, she talked about, you know, if tragically something happened to her. And Marley, her oldest, just graduated from Madison. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Madison. I mean,
obviously couldn't get into ASU, so tough break. So I had to settle for that second class school. Marley, I'll try to help you out. If you want to go to graduate school at ASU, something like that. If think about the battles Jordana's in. And if she somehow could leave AI messages to her kids when they get married or a first child or other issues, would you want that? Who knows where this is going 10, 20, 30 years ago? 30 years from now, we might have people passing away, and then we're just going to push a button at home house, and I could have my father all around the house going, God knows what he'd be saying. You know, he said, my house was better. What did you do to this house? I have zero interest. I have zero interest at this point. Maybe I'll change my mind, but I'll just, since people are so familiar with my father here, would I want an AI version of my father right now? No. Zero. Do I thoroughly enjoy when people are kind enough to text here and talk about listening to my father? I appreciate it every single time. Do I feel great when people will stop me, recognize me, and bring up my father? Do I feel even better when friends of his will share stories? Yes. Mine is a very, very unique situation. Nothing to do with me in this case, even though, you know, I also do this, but we do different things. I have all these recordings of my father, so I'm lucky that way. I don't listen much. I have a couple voicemails saved. And one is really sweet because there was a really difficult time going on in my life. And I don't ever want to lose that. And I think I've played a couple for you. So I'm unique. But even if I didn't have that, and so I'm projecting now because I could hit YouTube. I could go into Lindsay, and Lindsay probably could give me 500 yes. hours of the guy.
A million recordings, yes.
Right? So I have to kind of project myself a little bit here. But the idea, like, Hunter Sidney Hartman is going to get married in Hawaii this year. My father adores his grandkids, including my sisters, Callie and Justin. My father would love somehow to know that Hunter's getting married. So if he could find out that somehow, great. And maybe he knows right now. Maybe he knows 100%. Maybe all of us, after we pass, we somehow are into. I hope that happens. I want to live another 45 years, or at least one day longer than him. I have to live one day longer than him. And if I keep sleeping the way I've been sleeping last week, I'm not going to.
Eat some popcorn.
I just, it's going to end my life. But the idea that at that wedding of Hunter's, I could hit a button, and there's this AI doctored version of my father who we punched in a program, and my father is saying how proud he is of Hunter and welcoming Michaela to the family, and what a thrill it is. That's not him. I want the real deal. I said that in this Fox Sports North tribute to my father, where Quinny found the other day. And, you know, Mick did this big tribute to my father. That's how the statue happened, including the fact that Mick was trying to see if he would retire. And I said, I know what you're doing. And he's never, ever going to retire. Like, I pushed incredibly hard to limit how much he was on because I just thought he struggled that much. And I threatened to quit if they didn't take him off 640 and 740. And I wrote it down. I said, I'm leaving. That's how he ended up off 640, 740 because I was leaving. That wouldn't be what I want. Would you want that? With someone who's incredibly close to you, right? And obviously the really, really close people you are still with you, thank God. But project down the line, would you want some AR, who knows what version it is in 20, 30 years? And it's a simulation of somebody important to you who passed away? Would you want that?
No. No, 0% wants that because it's the exact same reason you said. It's not them. It could sound like them. If it was some sort of a hologram, it could look exactly like them.
Yeah, it's a hologram, right?
Yeah, and it's not them. It's not. And, I mean, I also don't want to hear the truth of what AI might think about my life and their voice. That might not be good. I mean, if it was your father at the wedding, he'd probably welcome Michaela, talk, say great things, and say, you know, if it was my wedding, I would have had this guy and that guy here, too.
We would talk for an hour. Then he would review the things I've done with this business and the other business.
And then you just walk over and pull the plug on the thing. That's good, Dad. Wrap it up.
Yeah. Watch yourself. I got the remote. You know?
No, I mean, the whole point that we love our family and our friends is because we have a human connection. It's because we're real, because we share emotions, and sorry, as AI can be as great as it can be, it's not going to have that same connection that we can have with real people.
Do you want an AI version of somebody vitally important in your life who's passed away? Yes or no? Expand if you want to call or do you want to text. Either way it works. Love to hear from you. 651-461-9226 on CCO. Among the texts on do you want an AI version of someone who's very close to you who left, I'll get to Jason in a second after I read some texts. Black Mirror episode, yes, wear that. Ridiculous, just seems like kind of a Disney attraction. Future generations won't care if it's real or it's AI. Yes, they will. Now, I guess we can say future generations, that could be like 500 years from now. But no, we're not on the verge of a real or fake. I don't care. It might be nice to have an AI version of loved ones, but right now, like an AI version of Abraham Lincoln, FDR. Chad, absolutely not on the AI version of a relative. That's as creepy as having a relationship with an AI-generated love interest. What do you think about that one?
Might be a little different. I mean, it might not be, I guess, depending on the relative.
Jason DeRusha, do you want, think about someone who sadly has left you, or even projecting, do you want an AI version of them?
Like maybe like a private AI, you know, like you could have a little chat with them if you're hitting a hard time. Like that might be all right. Or like somebody, like maybe your last words. So I always think about this scenario, right? You have a fight and then they go out and get in a car crash and are dead.
There are for the many, many stories.
Yeah.
That. Yep.
So like I do think like it might be nice to have a chance to like redo that. Now, do I want to like go walk down the street with my AI generated late wife?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, people won't know you're single.
You went right to Alyssa.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Because you're eligible then.
Right. I don't want anybody thinking like,
get out of here, Oliver.
He's taken.
Yeah. You want to make sure that when
you
do said,
like, does it operate with a clapper? Like,
yeah.
And it disappears?
You remember, wait a minute, it's a death to us part? She's dead.
Yeah.
We're free now.
Just want to make it clear.
I mean, I might see her again, and then we'll see about the commitment then, but now I'm free and clear. Speaking of Alyssa, what did you do for Alyssa on Mother's Day?
Well, thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Totally forgot about Mother's Day. No, I'm kidding. I did. I invited her mom over, her sister over, and I took care of the whole meal.
What'd you make? As if I don't know.
Kramarczyk sausage.
Oh.
I made a little cheese board, a little Sertix cheese board.
Yeah.
Now, and then, like, my son, Sam, is like, so is all of this sponsored or
seems? Yes.
I bought the cheese. No.
That was from Sertix, right?
University in Hennepin.
Yeah. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.